The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says 55 out of 72 counties are now affected by the disease. The emergency rule would require double fencing for all deer farms and electric fencing for those that have not yet tested positive for CWD. Bob Welch is a legislative liaison for Whitetails of Wisconsin, which represents deer farms and hunting preserves. He says the emergency rule is an unfunded mandate for the industry and plans for cost sharing have not been laid out.
So we can't have people being forced into planning and putting up fences before the money is available.
One deer farmer said it would cost at least $40,000 to upgrade fencing. Tribes and conservationists say more fencing is needed to prevent the further spread of the disease. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.